What's going on, Kicking Out Podcast Nation? It's Sunday night. It's October 13th, 2024. Wrestle Dream is in the books, and we are here to talk about it, give our hot takes, give our reactions, all that good stuff and more. I'm Tanner Lee, co-host Paul Zartman in the house, special guest Logan Zartman in the house.
Hello.
Not sure if Austin Shepard's joining us or not.
We'll have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see. He could be coming in hot. We're not sure. Steffi in the house on YouTube. She's giving Logan a shout out.
Hello.
But yes, you see everybody who's watching on YouTube or Facebook or Twitch that the Kicking Out Podcast Predictions Championship is still over the reigning defending champion for 378 days now and counting shoulder, because there was actually a tie. There was a tie at 52 points between Paul and myself. Yep, he had 39 points. He wasn't even in the ballpark.
Yeah, no shit.
And since there was no tiebreaker scenarios, tie goes to the champ. So,
because you're a chicken. Never mind.
Hey.
Glee.
Paul, when you get the title, you can make your rules. But first, you got to beat me.
You know what? I almost, while we were making our predictions, changed to Mark Briscoe. And I beat myself up for that.
You said,
well, on the same line, the two I missed, Hangman, Jay White, Danielson, and Moxley, I had 1 point, 2 point for a reason, because I went back and forth on those all day up until our show. So, all in all, good prediction showing by both you and me. And to your credit, you only missed one match. I missed two.
Yeah. And with that said, I'm going to say this. Full gear, you, me, one-on-one for that title.
I'm fine with it. I don't know how Shep's going to feel about it.
You know what? I didn't get a choice when JPJ and I tied, or me and Pluggo tied, and you, JPJ, and Shep went in a triple threat.
That's because of the three-way. Yeah, true. That was three-way tie there. There was a lot of cooks in the kitchen there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Stephen Chambers saying, what's up, guys? What's up, Stephen? And
Hello. He
went in on the predictions for full gear. You know, one of these days we're going to have to do a something with the listeners and viewers, because there's a lot of people who want in on the predictions. So got to come up with something one of these days.
Okay. I've got it. This belt weighs less than that belt.
Yeah.
So it's going to be easier to ship that belt than it is the one you have over your shoulder.
Hey, you get, there's a name for that now. It's the Little Jimmy belt.
No, here, I'm changing it.
It's the Little Jimmy belt.
No. If we invite our listeners to do predictions with us, if they win, they can have that belt.
Okay.
That'll be our listener championship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to figure out the logistics a little bit, but Okay. Yeah. Not a bad idea. Stephen Chambers said a 24/7 title.
You know what? I said I'd defend it anywhere, anytime.
You did.
Yeah.
Even against Little Jimmy.
I beat Little Jimmy.
The ship is on his way, everybody. Okay. So your favorite is on the way, everybody. So don't worry.
Don't worry, Steffi. He's coming.
He's right there.
Hey. Well, no, he's a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right.
I love that ceiling fan.
there he is.
See, he's already getting comments. See what happens? It's like clockwork. Shep joins. I'm guessing, I guess that means Kyle Larson must have won the NASCAR race today.
Larson win?
Did Kyle Larson win the NASCAR race?
Hell yeah, he did.
There you go. So, well, Shep, at least your NASCAR driver can win, since you can't even get second place in our predictions competition. So,
wow. I I don't even want to go.
You know, I had to throw a shot. It's been a bad weekend for me. Both my football teams lost close games this weekend. So
wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. When you say both football teams, you cannot even think that you thought you had a shot against Illinois.
Yeah, they almost had a historic comeback. So, yeah, I don't know if you saw any of the game, but down 24 points, come back and get the lead.
But did they win?
No, they didn't win.
It's
Do you even have a college football team?
Yeah.
Because I could throw some jokes about your old one, but I won't.
I still root for them.
Okay, there. No, they're ranked number three in the country. So I'll leave it alone tonight.
They are.
But – so, Shep, you missed it at the top of the show. Paul is challenging me to one-on-one predictions for Full Gear.
Well, Paul, just a little bit of a wimpy boy. Won't do the normal three-way, huh? I get it. Go ahead, Paul.
It was a tie. When you had a three-way tie, you guys challenged. I wasn't involved in that, so I figured it's only fair.
Paul, you've been in third place since the spring of 1989.
Look at Logan. Logan's laughing.
I can depend on that one.
Yeah, you get second one time. You're good. You know what? Go ahead. I hope you win, Paul. And then I got you in December. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you, Paul.
My picks didn't count for All Out, but I actually beat you, Shep.
Ooh.
He's saying if his picks would have counted at All Out because he made picks on his own.
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention. Sorry.
Exactly.
Stephen Chambers says guessing third place since Obama was president.
I'm not a big political guy, but that's fun.
No politics.
that's not funny. Logan, you should not pick on your dad like that.
Everybody else does, so he might as well, too.
No. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah, Steffi says no Majin tonight, so the comments might be a little tamer tonight, everybody.
What happened to him? What happened to Majin?
Saraya wasn't on the pay-per-view, so he didn't show up.
She was on 0 hour as a manager.
Well,
that's where she belongs.
Was she?
wasn't she with
Cameron? I didn't see. She didn't come out with Cameron.
Okay, I didn't watch 0 hour. I know she was on the graphics, so I just assumed she was with her. Okay.
No, she was. I didn't see her, at least, and I watched that match.
I didn't watch 0 hours. He's MIA. All right. Maybe too much maple syrup. Actually, that keeps you awake, doesn't it? With the sugar and stuff. That
doesn't make
you sugar. Wow. I have really rubbed off on Tanner with my comments. I have really rubbed off on Tanner. I'm proud. Hey,
I already called out Paul for the Little Jimmy title behind him. So,
Little Jimmy. We got to be nice. We got to be nice tonight. We got to be nice. We do. Not really, but we do.
No, he's heard way worse than anything you guys can throw at us.
Sadly.
Well,
and he heard Shep's terrible, terrible off-air joke, too.
Yeah.
Which one?
All of them.
From Thursday night.
Oh, man. I got a new one tonight too, and I can't.
Remember. Oh boy!
Oh no!
I gotta look it up. I have a really good one. I was just thinking of it earlier, and then I got sidetracked.
That's a good question. Hey, Shep, what are we drinking tonight?
Well, we're not just drinking tonight. We've been drinking all day, actually.
Well, I figured you started yesterday about 7 a.m. and never stopped.
No, actually, the whole chili cook-off thing was quite sobering because of how much work it is. So I had like one beer and one Yeti all day yesterday. And then by the time I got home and in the man cave here, I fell asleep. So I was asleep by like 9 o'clock last night, 9:30.
Which is why he wasn't responding to us during the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I started the pay-per-view, and fell asleep and then had to watch some of it this morning, some of it this afternoon, and then here I am. But anyways, so I've been celebrating my work yesterday with some libations today, and we're just drinking the normal vodka and wow. the bubbly club soda today. So nothing exciting, but we've just been rolling through the waves. So, by the way, the KOP championship is about as rigged as the chili cook-off. So I'm just saying,
I'm not good for that one.
If you if you're not the headlining sponsor of the chili cook-off, then you ain't winning shit.
Yeah, look, KOP, we don't even have sponsors here. So, but if you'd love to sponsor the show, we'd love to have you sponsor the show. So,
you think you think I can get the team that won the chili cook-off? As much as I berated them yesterday, I don't think they're going to sponsor, but I can try.
I don't even know who won. You'll have to message me.
Rochester Metal Products. They ain't going to sponsor us.
Yeah, they're not going to sponsor us.
They're not going to sponsor us.
Stephen Chambers says, Zero Hour Brian.
Jackasses.
Brian Cage, new Ring of Honor TV champion, and a J beat Harley Cameron. The Acclaimed beat MM Connection. Rico back after 20 years away from TV. Orange Kyle and Outrunners beat Dark Order and Premier Athletes.
Look at old Orange Runners.
Yeah, I did see Rico as the new manager for
Rico. And I immediately went, all right, so we've got Billy, we've got Rico, now we need Chuck.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was hoping Chuck was the third man just to screw with Billy.
Yeah, that could have been cool. That could have been cool. Stephen Chambers said Okada got into it with Kyle O'Reilly. O'Reilly wants the Continental title shot. That makes sense.
Yeah. When will he defend that thing?
When he can stay healthy.
It's the dumbest championship AEW's got, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really is.
They got
now that they got rid of the FTW title.
Yeah, correct. 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 So, well, Paul, you got Dynamite on behind you.
Shep's got
baseball, I believe, if I can see that correctly.
I do, because the NFL game tonight is about.
It's awful. They should have flexed it out.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what they were doing. You might as well have Brian Cage versus. I was going to say Luchasaurus, but the poor guy.
Let's not.
I can't say that.
Atlantis Jr.
How about this? How about we might as well have Brian Cage versus a Luther right now?
There you go.
But. That's what we equivalent the NFL tonight. So tonight, I thought I'd throw a little baseball on tonight, which I love playoff baseball, especially when the Yankees are not going to win. But that's okay.
They're going to win at least five games is not a sweep.
Oh, you think so?
So we're down to four teams, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I got three teams still in it. Every team but the Yankees.
I don't care. You either love us or you hate us. So
you buy how many championships can you buy?
They haven't bought one in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I was a senior in high school. So
hey, look at the latest Yankees of college football last night. The $20 million Ohio State Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's sad though, Shep, with the college football playoffs.
He was gonna call me out for nothing.
So they're still gonna have a chance. That's the thing. So
they still have to play Penn State.
James Franklin can't win the big one. So
Cleveland's winning.
They get two losses to Oregon and Penn State. They're not in the top 12.
Okay.
Cleveland's winning postseason baseball. That's all.
Yeah, no, they're not. Cleveland don't win nothing. They don't win nothing.
Yankees gonna win nothing.
Okay. All right, we'll see. We'll see. I might have to think of a little friendly podcast wager or bet something. Okay.
I mean,
Paul already threw one out with the Broncos Browns, and I'm winning that one pretty easily right now. So,
what was just that waiting bet? On you to tell me to what Bronc or what Broncos jersey to buy. You still ain't told me.
Well, because it's not safe yet. So,
I'll just buy a Manning jersey.
There you go. There you go. Stephen James said Penn State almost got beat by USC. They should have got beat by USC. Stevens, USC choked that thing away.
First of all, they were on the road. Okay.
They were.
East Coast to West Coast.
Right.
On the road.
Right.
Come on. They won the game. That's all that matters.
And you're playing at the
freaking Rose Bowl. So Stephen Chambers, just it's college football. They went on the road. They went East Coast to West Coast. They won.
I believe Stephen's an Ole Miss fan, so they're struggling a little bit lately. So
Ole Miss. Yeah. You know what? You had the Tua family. You freaking bought some kid through college just so you could get VIP seats and stuff.
I was just going to say you're losing
a Nokia in your pocket.
It's just, oh, we got a mask now on Logan. Then
hey, Stephen Chambers, how much free Taco Bell y'all get there in the old Ole Miss because of the Tua family? Or Tua, or what's their last names?
Tui? Wasn't Tui? It the Tuis?
The Tuis?
I don't know. Blind side. Yeah. There we go. The Tuis? But anyways, I need somebody to tell me what AEW pay-per-view to throw on behind me so then we can get covering Wrestle Dream. So.
Wrestle Dream.
Full Gear from last year.
All right.
Since that's the next pay-per-view.
Wrestle Dream last year was pretty good.
I thought it was good too, Logan, but the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, a lot of people didn't think it was that great.
I only had one complaint, and that was 0 hour. The ref should never have pushed Harley's shoulder down.
That was just complete idiotic.
It's 0 hour. Good thing not a lot of people watch it. Yeah, Steffi's saying what we're all thinking about the IWC. Yeah, they're negative. Everybody likes to complain.
Don't you make us explicit, Steffi. That's my job. My job.
That is Chef's job.
Of the explicit.
But, I don't even know. I don't really know where I'm going tonight. I don't have any
organization. You know what? I'm zero hope tonight, Tanner.
Wrestle Dream.
Yeah. No. Yes. Wrestle Dream.
Hey, there's the guy who had a amazing 2 out of 3 balls match last night.
You know, that was a fun match, Hologram and Beast Mortos, but I thought it was a little long. I know 2 out of 3 matches, falls matches are going to be, but I don't know. I thought the crowd was a little hot, cold during that match, but overall, the crowd was awesome last night, overall.
I have a question for you guys.
What?
Who do you think is behind the mask of Hologram?
It's a luchador. I've seen his name, but...
Austin Shepherd.
It is not that. Actually, let me see if I can find it. I'm going to try to find it.
Sammy Guevara.
I know his name. You guys want to know it?
Yeah. Well.
Never mind. I don't know his name.
He was going to make us explicit. Then he looked over and went, oh, Logan.
Yeah, no. It's just.
Juan.
One more time. I'll stop.
Juan Aramis.
Yeah, Aramis or Aramis. Yeah, that's what I'm finding. Oh, hey, yeah, it's not Sammy.
It's not anybody we've seen in the States.
No, he's a Mexican luchador. So
it's Ricochet, clearly.
Oh yeah. My god!
That's why they had to have that break after the 2 out of 3 falls match. To get or no, the triple threat to get ready for 2 out of 3 falls.
Oh no.
Yeah, we got some comments here. Yeah, there we go.
Aramis from AAA. Yeah.
Yeah. So but overall I thought it was a pretty fun show. I mean, I like the ending of the show. A lot of people are complaining. I think they wanted more, you know, it to be revealed last night who might be calling the shots for Mox's group. But I thought
it's obvious, isn't it?
I thought it was a good cliffhanger. Like, it makes you want to tune into Wednesday with how the show ended. So,
Nigel McGuinness. No. It's obvious. When they threw that belt in the backpack and took off, there's only one guy.
Wheeler Yuta. Orange Cassidy.
You know what, Paul? You know
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, there's a better shot of that than Orange Cassidy, okay?
Eric Bischoff.
No. I would quit watching if it was Eric Bischoff.
Yeah. No, look, I think it's literally a straight setup for a Shane McMahon reveal. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know Shane McMahon can play the heel side. This might be one of the hottest heel groups we've seen in AEW. And all of a sudden, you can almost put this group up on the same level as the Bloodline about how heelish they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Before I get slammed by saying that, the Bloodline has had over a year and a half of build, okay? But...
So it's a fall back down.
They literally have that type of heat right now. So I'm just saying that they have the same type of heat. Now, if we can continue this faction... And I hopefully they rename it from the BCC.
Yeah.
If we can continue this faction, it can carry the same type of heat as the Bloodline, especially if we bring in Shane. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. That it could. I mean, you talk about blowing the roof off of whatever arena, whether it's a 2,500 seat arena or a 10,000 seat arena. You bring him in a non WWE event, and holy shnikes.
Does anybody know where Shane O'Mac's living nowadays?
In a home.
Yeah, he lives in a house.
On a suite.
In a city.
In a state.
In the United States of America.
In a continent.
You ready for two of us?
Hey, Tanner, are you the cocktail?
Yeah, I'm working my way there. It looks like Greenwich, Connecticut, or New York City, says so. My point being, Full Gear's in Newark, New Jersey, so kind of close.
Kind of.
Yeah, like father, like son. Yeah, I'm picking up on that, Steven.
Oh, okay.
No, these two. Sorry, not the McMahons. Okay. Not the McMahon.
The Zartmans, not the McMahons.
Okay. All right.
Steffi said, her complaint with pay-per-views is, as much as she loves the fact AEW supports New Japan, do we really need to keep on bringing the Sons of Inoki and Ishii? Yeah, on 0 Hour, that was, yeah.
That was.
But there's a reason it's on 0 Hour, not the main event. Or not the main paper card. So
you did that again.
But I mean, what were some of your guys' big takeaways from the pay per view? What'd you like? What'd you not like? What were your matches of the night? Kind of just roundtable discussion here.
Something that I did not like was the Bucks retaining.
You didn't like? Well, MVPs. You know, some people backstage, according to Fightful, were pushing for Private Party to take the titles, and they tweeted today, that doesn't work for me, brother.
That won't work for me, brother. I love that. I love that. Yeah, I love that.
I'll say it. My match of the night was the triple threat.
That was a fun one.
Which one. They needed to deliver, because if not, that could have really stunk it up.
Yep.
That could have really hurt that story.
And I said this last night. Jericho's match should have been a lot earlier in the card.
I thought it was perfect where it was. It was the cool down spot before the main event.
And Jericho didn't go over.
Yeah.
Was I'm glad.
Yeah. But I don't think they're done. He's part of Mark's end of Jericho Vortex now. It's probably gonna go on for months. So
yeah but we have 6 months.
ROH has their Death Before Dishonor in December. Is that
yes?
I think so. Yeah.
Is it Death Before Dishonor? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have that. You're gonna have that.
We'll see it there.
I have a hot take that you guys may not agree with, but I'm gonna say it. Will Ospreay and Ricochet need to be in an attack team.
I'd be okay with that.
They'd be a fun tag team.
I would get too dizzy with all the flips.
You probably got dizzy watching this match.
Yeah, Takeshka's a beast, man. That's my takeaway from this match. That dude, I'm glad they put gold on him. He needed gold. It was time.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. Will's fine without gold. Will's just fine. Will's gonna be in a fun program with Kyle Fletcher now, which Will's so he's so unselfish. I could see him putting Fletcher over at Full Gear.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way he won't.
But, I mean, but we'll see there. But going back,
I forgot he was on that pay-per-view last year.
Nate, yeah. Going back to Logan's comment about Private Party, I kind of like what they did last night because Private Party was so over with the crowd. It reminded me a lot of the Acclaimed, when the Acclaimed were real over, but they lost to Keith Lee and Swerve, and then they got another shot a month later and won. I could see that happening at Full Gear. Private Party getting another shot and going over.
I'd be okay with that, but I think the way they're going, Golden Lovers.
And I said that Thursday night on our prediction show, but yeah, it just all depends on when Kenny can come back. Because, I mean, the Bucks have held this title since shortly after Revolution Dynasty, Dynasty time. So it's been a long run already. So, and like Steven said, push the Outrunners. Yeah. Yeah. Just Tony needs to go with who's hot with the crowd and for the tag division, because the tag division needs some help.
And I saw a tweet about this last night or today, and I love this idea. Get the screen effect when the Outrunners come out that looks like the old VHS tape.
That'd be cool.
That would fit them perfectly.
That'd be cool.
I would love that.
We got some big returns last night. MJF returned, and so did Adam Cole, baby, and he ran to the ring. He's wanted a piece of MJF, which I'm fine with, but it is really confusing how we got here, because it should have been Cole heel, MJF face, but all that changed. And then MJF, when he pile-drived Cole back in May, Cole was still a heel. MJF was still a face, but now they're flip-flopped. It'll be fun, but it's just kind of confusing.
And
wait. Adam Cole was not wearing flip-flops to the ring, Tanner.
He was not.
It went over his head.
No, I got it. I got it.
But I'm guessing that Cole has left the faction.
Yeah.
Interesting
thing, though, lately is Taven and Bennett lately have been shaking hands of all their opponents after the match.
Yeah.
So they might be doing a slow face. They might be doing a slow face turn. If so, they can line with Adam Cole still.
Well, hey, hold on. They should. They're in ROH.
That's true. Reno, yeah, honor.
I mean, yeah. Majority of their matches is in ROH, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But good to see Adam Cole back. Good to see MJF back. MJF, Daniel Garcia. I still think we have a payoff there, but I think Garcia is going to be the one to take the TNT title off Jack Perry. I said that Thursday night.
No.
I mean, Adam Cole, hopefully he can stay healthy, because he could be the face, the top baby face in the company if he can stay healthy.
Logan, you said no to that. Who do you think is going to take the belt off Jack Perry?
I think the person who's going to take the belt off of Jack Perry is you may not agree with this, Luchasaurus, because Luchasaurus wins the title. Christian gets mad because that's his old title. They start to go back to back for the title, causing Luchasaurus or Killswitch, whatever, to separate Mo away from the patriarchy, causing Cam to leave the group.
I would like that if Luchasaurus wasn't out.
If he was healthy, that could work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our buddy Pluggo from Between Two Beards saying, respect your EVPs, Logan.
Never. I will never respect my EVPs. No.
You better listen to Pluggo there.
No. Pluggo?
Pluggo, he's a Notre Dame fan, right? South Bend guy, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep.
All right. Enough said. He's a Notre Dame fan. It's enough said.
See, Pluggo's over. Pluggo's over on our pod when our viewers are giving him props. Appreciate the shout out the other night for Shep when Shep popped in your guys' show. And
hey, it was great. We got done with our show, and I still had a full toddy left, and I'm like, shit, those guys are going live. So I hopped in and watched their live stream on YouTube. It was great.
Yeah, we didn't mean to invade. We didn't want to start a Thursday night wars of any sorts.
No, they had some other guys on that were a different view of wrestling, and thoroughly enjoyed them and thought it was a really, really good show. So is that Majin?
That's Majin.
Majin has arrived.
Let's go. But no, Between Two Beards the other night on Thursday night was a really, really entertaining show. Glad I got to watch the last about an hour of it. So
they always do a great job. They always do a great job.
It was a great job. So. Even Plugo, the Notre Dame guy, and even JPJ, that Boston fan, that Boston fan he is. That's
he's bumming right now with the Patriots. So
I don't know. He was,
you know, Plugo. I would have been there, but I had been up for like 36 hours straight, so I was exhausted by the end.
Wait. It's Canadian Thanksgiving already?
What?
Huh?
I honestly, I'm asking a question. I don't know when Thanksgiving in Canada is.
It was a Canadian Thanksgiving family thing. Wow. So, honest question here, not being an absolute jerk-ish. No. Do you guys have turkey? Or ham? Or pheasant? Like, what do you do there? Like what's Canadian?
Plugger said he believes it's this weekend.
So it's this weekend.
Oh. I mean, I could just look it up on Google, but I'm too lazy.
I got you.
Hello, Canada.
Oh, here's Majin says, ours is tomorrow, actually, but we are doing it tonight. Yes, we have turkey and ham.
There you go. Yep. So you're just trying to copy us Americans. I love it. Geez, I love it.
Oh my God. Our Columbus Day is their Thanksgiving.
Let me guess you have green bean casserole and sweet potato pie.
You make me hungry, Shep.
Oh, no. Well, Hey, cheers to all of our Canadian listeners. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate y'all. Even though we blow you some shit sometimes from now on out, we still love you. Cheers.
Yeah. Only Shep does.
Okay. Yeah, only Shep does, but still love you.
I do.
Steffi says, actually, Canadian Thanksgiving is fun.
Yeah. You know what? I think Canadians drink a little bit more than Americans, actually.
A little bit.
If we ask. I think it's a little bit more, accepted?
Hey, Majin, fun fact. I took 2 years of Portuguese in college, but I'm not going to have a conversation in Portuguese with you because I couldn't hold my own. But I'm just
That's because he went to Purdue, Majin. Of course, he's not going to be able to remember stuff.
Where did you go?
Yeah, Shep, where did you go?
IU. Don't even start with me there, Logan. No. You want to have a little? You want to have a little Spanish talk?
IU Coco.
Sí, señor. Una más, por favor.
that's
all I got.
Plugger says Thanksgiving is Super Bowl.
I love how you threw out the fact that it was Kokomo. I was going to ask if he was there during, the good old Bobby Knight days.
Right. He would have been because he's old.
I was a legend at the Kokomo campus. Just so you let you know. There was a little bar called the never mind.
Why do I need to respect my EVPs?
He says you need to give thanks to your EVPs, which is right. Without them, there's no AEW. Logan. Do you prefer WWE or AEW? I know you like them both, but if you can only watch one, what are you watching? No wrong answer here. I'm just totally curious. There's no wrong answer.
Do. Shut up, Seth.
Oh, shots fired.
Wow.
All right, tough decision for Logan. Real tough. Okay.
WWE for the Wyatt family or the Wyatt Six, whatever. But AEW for the non-stop accent.
Okay.
Then go watch TNA if you like total non-stop action.
Oh, that's what that stands for?
Yes. Tits and ass.
Wow.
Pluggo says Logan's a big NWA guy. No, he's not. He's too smart for that.
Doesn't Pluggo like to watch a little GCW? I thought GCW event last night was really, really good.
Yeah, I think Pluggo watches everything.
Pluggo, what's your thoughts on the GCW event? Bully Ray showing up and Alley Cat turning on Effie last night. Thought was great. And that they had it in the backyard of a water park was even better to me. But so
people call for Logan to get the bat.
What bat?
The bat I got hit with.
Smack.
You want half of that?
Yeah, because you show up late.
I may not have a bat, but I have a hammer.
Don't.
My lights went dark again. I love my automatic adjusting camera.
Plugger said he hasn't caught GCW yet. It's on his list for the next day or so.
Somebody in my house has made popcorn. I can smell it.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on?
It's automatically adjusting based off my TV behind me. I may have to shut this thing off.
So back to WrestleDream. Yeah. We are all over the map here.
What are we talking about?
What do you guys think about Jay White and Hangman Adam Page and Jay White going over?
Loved it.
I think Jay's gonna get the push he deserves. I think he's gonna be right in the title mix.
Yes, which is where he belongs.
All I have to say is
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good opener.
I'm with Logan on this one. Yeah.
It was this or Jericho. Those were your two choices. Which would you rather seen?
Yeah.
All
right, I'm gonna go fix this.
Other takeaways from WrestleDream. Of course, we talked about the returns, MJF and Adam Cole, which I love seeing that AEW's finally starting to get healthy. Hey. You know, Copeland should be coming back soon. Hopefully, Kenny. In the near future, Julia Hart. I mean, we haven't seen AEW with a full healthy roster in God knows how long. So, Darby went over Brody King. And then, of course, at the end, we see Darby trying to help Danielson. He gets handcuffed to the ropes, beat down, turned on by Wheeler Yuta, which everybody saw that coming. Everybody knew Wheeler was turning. But at the very end of the show, did you guys notice the last graphic they showed when they went off the air? The four guys who were in the camera shot for AEW? You had Darby, you had Orange Cassidy, you had Daniel Garcia, and you had Hook. I don't think that was accidental. I think that was definitely on purpose. I think that's your message going into 2025. Those are the four new pillars or faces for the baby faces of AEW that are going to try to save the company from this Moxley group.
Yes. I usually finally agree on something.
Okay. So if you say that, and nothing against those four guys, but they don't hold the star power that the other four does, especially with Mox and Claudio. Let's just leave it at that.
I disagree. I think those other four are bigger than Claudio is.
Okay, maybe I'm just giving him a little
but
more.
But Moxley, absolutely.
But okay, so let's just say they have that head of the faction in Shane McMahon.
Okay.
What type of person, or let me not type of person, what person could you bring in to lead that faction to with that same clout as Shane McMahon?
Tony's leading them, but he's not on TV.
Christopher Daniels would be the bridge guy.
I agree.
I mean, nothing against Christopher Daniels. I think the guy's an absolute Hall of Famer in the ring. But I agree with Tanner. The only person in this company that could do that is Tony Khan, and he's going to have to start appearing on camera.
Yeah. Well, he tried during the whole EVP Elite thing earlier this year, and they quit that so quick. Yeah. This story is kind of replacing that story. In my opinion.
Well,
no.
I don't know if...
I don't know what happened there. They squashed that pretty quickly.
I feel like Tony Khan is great in a press conference, post-scrum, pre-conference, whatever. But I feel like every time I see him on television, I feel like he is rushed, nervous, like he's just not comfortable. He doesn't flow.
Modern said, hey, Shep, how'd you feel with Darby going over Brody? Since you value size and beef, gee, now I see why you and Steffi get along so well. You're both size queens.
Wow. Wow.
Shots fired.
I thought that spot
obviously, was hey, obviously Steffi has shot down Majin in the past if they're saying that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I mean, hey, good for her if she wants it. It's just, you ain't got it, Majin.
Paul mutes himself and takes himself off camera. You know what? About the Darby and Brody match, the spot that was gnarly was the step spot.
The steps.
With Brody stepping on the steps with Darby underneath it. That was pretty.
He didn't really step on it. He stomped on it.
Steffi says a Minecraft thing. And Modern said, oh, no, she's enjoyed what she's got. And Steffi said, I tend to build very large builds.
Same with Paul.
Hey, can we just keep on going? Just ignore it, Tanner, and go.
Okay. I got nothing on my – I don't know nothing about Minecraft.
I don't I don't want to keep talking. I love everybody, so just
keep going. Yeah, somebody else throw a match out there to talk about. I'm all over the place. I'm not even going down the card. I'm kind of just there's no.
I want to hear Shep's thoughts on Brody Darby. That's what we were trying to get to.
Paul, I don't think you're coming through your mic now. Or there's a big echo or something.
I didn't mind the match. I really didn't. I still think though, in the position everybody's in, I would like to see Brody go over. I still think it's hard to have a 150-pound guy pin Brody.
Especially with his move set.
Yeah, pin him. Even if you say pin him, choke him out, whatever you want to do. I did enjoy the match. I thought it was entertaining. I thought Brody really – I'm not going to say Brody carried Darby because Darby just does his own stuff. He's not really getting carried, but I thought Brody – Brody really played the match well and it was very entertaining. I'm not going to say that. Just not my cup of tea. Everybody's, you know.
Yeah, he's like 50 pounds.
So yeah, it was good. It was good. It was really good. I liked the spots in the match. Darby's a crazy SOB. We all know that. So yeah, it was okay. I didn't like the outcome because I didn't pick the freaking outcome, but
I did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. My name's Paul. Yeah.
Little Jimmy. Go ahead. Little Jimmy title.
Little Jimmy. Hey, little Jimmy.
Wow.
Sorry, Paul.
We're not really sorry, Paul.
I thought we agreed that it was the listeners' championship now, and we were going to put it on the line for the listeners.
I didn't. I never disagreed putting it on the line for listeners. I never agreed to renaming the title. Now I got Shep here who was helping with naming the title. So,
it's now the to me now.
Reading some comments here. Brody should have thrown Darby at least 10 rows back like a lawn dart, Stephen Chambers said.
He was throwing him around quite a lot.
I still think Darby's your next world champ. I think he takes it off Mox eventually, and then Christian cashes in and takes it off Darby.
Yeah.
You got that feel-good moment for the crowd, and then it comes down real quick.
Yeah.
I have to agree, sadly.
Yep. I think it's almost too predictable.
I know. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Why would they?
If they
made Darby the main guy at the end of the show.
No, hold on. Let's just stop. Just stop. If you build Moxley to be this absolute monster, this guy is a monster. He's putting bags over your head. He is handcuffing you. He is doing all this stuff. You're just, he is the meanest guy in professional wrestling, and you're going to have him drop the title to Darby?
Samoa Joe did the same thing.
You're going to have him drop the title to Darby? You're going to put a little face paint? No face down, I'm on Darby. I'm gonna win.
I'm just saying.
Come on. Then you absolutely ruin what you're building with Moxley right now.
It might be months down the road, but that's where I think
I don't care if it's a year.
They shifted from Darby just because Danielson won his last full-time match to be against Moxley.
The star power in AEW, you're gonna pick that jackalope to take the title off of him. Then you ruin. If you bring Shane McMahon in, you ruin it all. You ruin it all if he takes the title off him. Logan, you're lucky you're on this podcast, or we'd be explicit already.
All right, Shep. Who would you have taken off Mox?
It's got to – okay.
Brian Cage.
What?
Big Bill.
Big Bill.
Yes, it's Big Bill. Big deal. No. You got Bash guys like
Dax.
better than Darby.
Truth or Floyd.
I did not see Shep 2 months ago. I did not see Shep being anti-Darby on this podcast, but here we are.
I'm not anti-Darby. I just don't think if you're building Mox and you're doing a really darn good job right now, okay? Ever since Mox had come back with Maria Shafir, right? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Maria Shafir. Yeah. Ever since he's come back, he's opening the shows with these passionate promos. When I say passionate, they're just anger. There's anger there. There's true anger. Okay, you're building this guy just to be an absolute monster. He just beat and retired your top babyface. Okay, he retired him. He sent him off into the sunset. And not only did he set him off in the sunset, he didn't give him the proper write-off. Okay? He put a bag over his head and choked him out.
And smashed a chair. Or Claudio smashed the chair.
And then smashed the chair over his neck.
Yeah.
That's how he's treating your number one babyface. So if you do this, you're throwing out guys like Darby, unfortunately. I'm sorry. You're throwing him out. You're throwing guys like Orange Cassidy. No chance in hell.
I'm just saying with the end of that show.
You're throwing out Hook. I'm sorry. It's going to take a guy, Hangman Adam Page. It's going to take a guy like a Swerve Strickland. Okada. It's going to take somebody with some star power.
How about Kenny?
Yes. Okay. He's right up there too.
Jay White.
I don't even know. Jay White's not there. I don't even think MJF is there.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think Adam Cole is there. Because
your list's pretty short then.
You're gonna have to have a guy that's gonna have to be absolutely meaner than a snake. And I'm telling you right now, you got Hangman, you got Swerve, Okada. I can kind of put up there just because he doesn't talk a lot. But
Hangman Swerve been there, done that with both those guys.
Now, you've seen Hangman and Mox?
Well, yeah.
Besides, we were at Indianapolis when Hangman and Mox started feuding.
Okay. They got some unfinished business then, don't they?
Cody was just going to dethrone him.
But if you think a Hangman and Mox will draw less of a crowd than a Darby and Mox, then... The only way that match can work is if it's an absolute GCW light tubes and thumbtacks and peanut butter knives to the eye and shit. That's all.
I'm just saying, if I had to put money on it, Darby's your next AEW world champion.
Peanut butter knives?
Think about it, Logan.
Hey, Majin, there's your girl.
Who?
Saraya. I'm rewatching Dynamite from Tuesday, so this is the Fatal 4-Way match.
That's such an awful match. God, is an awful match. Such an awful match. Anyways.
You got Majin drooling over there. Thanks, Paul.
Jamie Hayter and Saraya in the same ring.
Paige. I thought the women's match was really good last night. Mariah May and Willow, better than I thought it was going to be.
I'm telling you, Willow will hold some gold in the future.
Yep.
She's so good. She's so good.
Has he held any good gold before?
She held the New Japan Strong title.
Was she TBS or no?
She was TBS. She dropped it to that person who I don't like, Mercedes.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she also, because she took the New Japan Strong title from her. But when I say she's going to hold some gold, I think she's going to hold the big gold. So
Stephen Chambers says, I guess it's Mariah versus Mina Bulgari. I could see that. I also, and I'm going to get killed for this, based on the post presser yesterday, Mariah asked Tony Schiavone, who was leading it, because Tony Khan had to go with Bryan Danielson. Bryan Danielson to the hospital. I thought I said the wrong thing. Bryan Danielson to the hospital, a.k.a. Tony was flying over in London for the Jags game this morning. Mariah asked Tony, who would you like to see me face? And he said, I think you and Britt Baker would be a great match. So Britt Baker might be lined up for it. Which Tony and her are friends. Which, hey, Tony Schiavone, awesome thing he announced last night. He has signed a new contract with AEW to keep him in AEW for another 4 to 5 years. So yes. That's awesome. Because I figured he was wrapping things up soon. So Majin Kim, Mercedes lose the title soon, please. Well, you better find a good contender to take it off her, because she's the top paid female talent you got. And right after that TBS title's coming off her, she's going for the world title. So everybody better strap in and get ready.
Oh, true.
Strap in and get ready for some shitty wrestling or what?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's what's gonna happen. She gets paid too much money to not be always on top of the women's card.
Then
this is what I would think. See, this is it to whoever. See, goes back to the world. Since Tony does want to go back to WWE, he has Mercedes face the champion and win, causing her to be the worst world champion you've ever had.
Yeah, she would be the worst. It's going to happen, and she's going to be the worst champion ever. She's going to make Mariah's run look like it was phenomenal.
I agree.
Far from the worst AEW women's champion they've had, Saraya, by a long shot.
Okay, and guess what? Mercedes is about to make her run look amazing. Yeah,
hold on. She's not. Hold on. The whole Saraya thing is leading up to Saraya's run when she won it over in England the first time. At least she was on television and working every week, so she was somewhat sharp, okay? And I think Saraya could be sharp again if she worked one or two nights a week. And I think that's Mercedes' problem right now, is she's not getting the reps.
she just wrestled 2 weeks ago?
Tuesday.
Yeah, she wrestled Egg Roll 2 weeks ago.
And she's wrestling Queen Amanada upcoming on Wednesday. Oh.
Yeah, which I'm telling you right now, I've seen Queen Amanada in person. She's way more athletic than Mercedes has been showing, okay?
Yeah, but she's not going to win that title.
No, she's not. But I don't know if Mercedes can keep up with her athleticism, what I'm getting at, because Mercedes is not working every week. Now, if she's working every week and she's sharp, yeah, her and Queen Amanada could have a hell of a match.
And quit stop acknowledging Tanner.
Are you acknowledging is the OTC walking in the room there, Logan? Or
Logan's acknowledging Tanner for some odd reason. I don't know. All I know is the way that Mercedes is going to win this, because she can't keep up, is with her muscle. Camille, or whatever her name is going to get involved.
Camille? The brick house?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get Mercedes and Statlander's probably your full gear TBS title match if they don't do it before then. I don't know why Imagine, to answer your question earlier, I don't know why Statlander's face again. I don't know what they do with Chris Statlander half the time anymore. They can't make up their mind.
I don't know. I don't know with Toni Storm out doing her stuff in Japan and kind of away right now.
In Mexico too.
I don't know the clear picture of the women's division, period, right now.
I know it's kind of a jumbled mess. It's got a lot of depth, because, but it's a mess.
I mean, I like Mariah May, but I mean, she's got to have one more program with Toni Storm.
Yeah,
and that program's got to top what they had then last.
Yeah,
which is going to be tough to do.
Mm-hmm. And Paul would be on board for this. Majin says Anna Jay's taking off Mercedes. She's finally going to get a push.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll believe it when I see it, because we've thought she's going to get a push before and it doesn't happen. So.
Well, she is named after the Great One. Don't forget.
So, but you know one thing interesting I was looking at last night? Every single champion, AEW male or female, is a heel right now. Every single one. Mm-hmm. I don't recall that ever being a case in a pro wrestling promotion.
Mercedes won that belt. She wasn't a heel.
She was, but like right now, they're all heels.
Right.
What? Never mind. I won't even bring that up.
But yeah. Who do you guys think is going to be the male or female to take the title off each one? We've already kind of said our points about the world title and the TNT title. So how about the international title? Even though Takeshka just won it, who could you see down the line taking it off him?
I think he's going to have a long run.
I do too.
And he should have a long run.
I do too.
And I think you see him defend that not only in AEW, but I think you see him defend that in New Japan, especially through January at WrestleDream. I said it the other day to those guys, WrestleKingdom.
Now you got that other show the night after that is like
Legacy.
Yeah.
Isn't that like, is that what they're calling it? I thought it was like Wrestle Dynasty or something.
Maybe it is Dynasty. I don't know.
I
think it is Wrestle Dynasty.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
But I think you should have one or two. I think you will see one or two AEW titles defended in the Tokyo Dome this year. I was hoping, as we talked before, I was really hoping Bryan Danielson would be in the Tokyo Dome this year.
You got to get surgery.
Defending that, but surgery obviously was too much for that. Takeshna, with all the work he's done in New Japan, working the G1 Classic this past year, I think we'll see him there. So I think we'll see him defending that title. A guy that I would think we could see him defend that title would be David Finlay.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts?
I told you you'd say something about Tokyo Dome.
Oh, yeah. Take a drink every time Shep says something about Tokyo Dome. Continental title's tough. I have no idea who's going to take it off of Kazakami. So I thought Kesha got one point, but now he's...
I still think he will.
Yeah. Or whoever wins. It's whoever wins the Continental Classic, right? We'll get that.
If they do that again this year.
I think they're doing it again this year because Tony Khan said something about it in a presser not too long ago.
Okay.
I feel like who will take the belt off of Konosuke? Kyle Fletcher.
Kyle Fletcher, I like that. I like Kyle Fletcher, yeah. Especially if he beats Ospreay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so... I've kind of talked about the tag titles. Here's one I have no idea, the trios. I have no freaking clue. Because they're like...
Well, you talked about them earlier.
Undisputed Kingdom.
No, you talked about them earlier. It's OC, Hook.
Oh, yeah. And O'Reilly.
And O'Reilly.
Yeah. I mean,
you
the conglomeration.
I mean, that's... I mean, who else... Who else are you going to put in a feud with him right now? So
I don't know, Majin. I might just hold this title forever.
Okay, Majin, you missed it earlier. Majin, you missed it earlier. It was a tie, but Tanner's such a chicken that he did not want to put any bold predictions on the line because he knew he would lose.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to beat the champ to take the title off. Ties do nothing.
He did.
Nothing.
Five more minutes.
378 days. Every single AEW pay-per-view now has been defended at. WrestleDream is the last one on the list. Successful defense last night. It's a bunch of tears from everybody. Tears and excuses. They just can't get the total points. I'm sorry.
Well, you ran ship off.
Oh, good. That's all it took. Easy money.
Logan's gone too.
Mon said, and then he'll do the right thing and ship the belt up north to its rightful owner. They said that's why you got to just get Logan involved full time.
I can beat him and I will beat him.
No, nobody's going to beat me.
Thanks for muting that.
His ice is a little loud.
I don't have the capability of doing these things anymore.
Yes. Oh, did I? I didn't mean to. Sorry. I got
you're buttons muting all everybody.
Over. I know. I got buttons all over to push here.
You know what, Majin? Here's the thing. If I lose at Full Gear, you and me will go one-on-one for the listener championship. And if you beat me, I'll ship it to you. I'm not scared like Tanner.
It's the Little Jimmy Championship, Majin.
Don't let him
rename it. It's the Little Jimmy Championship.
Listeners Championship.
Listeners.
You guys done?
Yeah. I got nothing else to say about the
negative one's older than him. Of course he could. He's in the business. That's not fair.
Is Nate one older than Logan? Really?
I think so. Now I'm going to go look up how old negative one is.
It might be the same age. No, I think Logan's older than negative one.
I think he's like 13.
Well, I'm trying to think how old he was when Brody passed in 2020. I thought he was like 6 years old. Or was he like 8?
Well, happy 12th birthday as of January 17th.
Oh. All right.
So he's a few months older than me.
Okay.
Big whoop.
Majin, Paul, does Logan want to get into the business?
Yes.
There you have it.
Just keep him away from Rip Ryerson Jr. That guy.
I heard that guy retired.
Ah.
Hope you can swim better than him, Logan.
I heard that guy retired because he's old and crippled and can't walk right.
Junior, not senior.
Junior. Yeah.
Majin wanting to chop people over here. Jeez, Majin threatening to chop minors on the show.
Throw the explicit.
Row the explicit,
as in he's saying, fuck you.
Well, there
Whoa.
All right, we almost got through a whole show with that one.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
For the first time in forever.
I was
Stephen Chambers, what did you guys think of the Briscoe-Jericho match?
Went to the bathroom.
That was your bathroom break, man?
It was okay.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It was better than I thought.
And I was really shocked that he won with the J-Driller because he does not pull that move off very, very often.
Even Jericho hit the J-Driller. He said the first pile driver like that he's done in his 34-year career.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that he used – not times me when I say this. I don't like how he used a dead person's move.
Well, he has the right. It's his brother.
No, Chris.
Oh, it's a heel move.
Yeah, it's a heelish move.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think when I see somebody do the crossroads, It's weird. I still think it hurts Cody when Dustin does it. Jay White kind of has a move like the Crossroads as well.
That's the thing though. Like everybody copies everybody's moves anymore, and like nobody has the right to just do that move. Heck, Kevin Owens hits the stunner.
Yeah. He got permission from Stone Cold to use it.
You're right.
Well, but, that's true.
But I mean, yeah. Maj says it hurts Cody when Cody does it.
Wow.
And by the way, Majin, just so we're on the same page here, I did pick Jericho for the win.
Yeah, he did.
I respected Jericho. I was the only one who was rooting for Jericho in that
match. In a costume.
Yeah, I did.
Never go for Jericho.
In a costume.
You know what? I used to not go for MJF either because he screwed me every time. And
you know, we're over an hour into this, and we haven't really even talked about Danielson too much.
Because I think the rest of the show needs to be dedicated to talking about this.
I mean, we saw Danielson and Moxley put on a fun, hard-hitting show. And Paul brought, besides Danielson, a little speck of blood above his eyebrow, Paul brought up a great point last night. There was no blood on this pay-per-view. Yeah.
No.
This was a clean pay-per-view.
And, you know, this crowd was hot. They were hot for Swerve coming out, which that was a fun segment with Swerve, Nana, MVP, and Shelton Benjamin. No Bobby Lashley last night, but he's coming. Nope. Don't worry, everybody. He's coming. It'll be soon.
Do you guys think that Bobby will debut
Wednesday?
Between now and Full Gear. Yeah, I could see it as early as Wednesday.
They've already signed. He's signed.
He is signed. Sean Ross Sapp even confirmed that again today. And, hey, another talent that is signed full-time to AEW again. Now today, Leo Rush, full-time All Elite again today, and they teased a match with him and Shelton for Wednesday night on Dynamite, and Shelton Benjamin.
Until he gets his panties in a wad and throws a fit and goes home again.
I think he's learned his lesson. And you know what's interesting? You remember, he was with Bobby Lashley at one time. Leo Rush was.
So he wasn't. He wasn't a wrestler. He was his mouthpiece.
But it could make sense for Bobby to get involved in that match.
And that's when Bobby was bending over, showing his butt to the crowd, and smacking his butt on his entrance, too.
Maja says Darby's going to win the world title when Sting comes out and hits Mox with the bat chip.
That would be the dumbest thing we could ever see.
Could Sting be the leader of AEW?
No, Sting's done. He's done. Right. He's gone.
Just trying to think of another name outside of Tony.
The reason I say this, okay.
Danielson will come back, and since he's not getting in the ring, he'll be the leader.
Let's just say it is Shane and whatever guy you bring in for AEW. Shane can still do one or two matches a year.
Man, I don't know if I ever want to see him in the green again after that quad spot in 39.
Well, thank God Snoop Dogg saved his ass.
Thank God.
Of all people. But I'm just saying, the guy can go one or two matches a year, so you're going to have something close to that.
Yeah. Now, Paul White, there we go.
Oh, Jesus.
No more beats.
God, we've gone down.
Well, absolutely.
What'd you say, Logan?
It's the big slow.
No more BS.
No more BS. Yeah.
We have gone down the absolute shithole.
Oh, we're all over the place.
You should have known. This is the second podcast of the week for us. This is not going to be anything close to on the rails.
We usually don't do these a night right after a pay-per-view. So
this was special, so somebody could be on the podcast tonight.
Yeah. but Danielson, Mox, fun match. The ending, we see Danielson pass out and lose. And then, of course, get beat down after the match. So he goes out his last match as a full-time professional wrestler on a stretcher, just how he would like it.
I actually
bet it was darker. What he pitched to Tony was probably even darker than this.
Oh, Tony there was probably a lot more blood involved in Danielson's original idea.
Majin, if Bischoff is anywhere near AEW, I'm done. These guys will take over the podcast and Tanner's out.
No, Kicking Out Podcast will become a WWE podcast because I won't watch it either.
Oh, boy.
Okay, who's you guys' favorite AEW tag team?
Ooh, favorite tag team.
Like right now, currently?
Yeah.
Or of all time.
Whatever. Of all time. AEW all-time favorite tag
team. Oh, we know who Ships is.
What? Why am I that predictable?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get us even more
FTR.
Fuck the Revival.
Hey.
That's not very nice, Paul.
That's not very nice, Paul.
I agree.
Wait. You agree with your dad or you agree with me, Paul? Or Logan?
I'm with my dad.
I've been a Bucks fan since the beginning, so still a Bucks guy.
Well, obviously, Paul or Logan doesn't respect his EVP, so he ain't a Buck fan. He ain't an FTR fan. So, who are you a fan of, Logan? Don't you cross those fingers like that?
Oh, the Acclaimed.
Either the Acclaimed.
Well, hold on a second. You asked the question there, Jabroni. So you can't just have a either or.
Steven's just like Shep there.
Yeah. Hey, Outrunners are getting up there for me too. They're great.
E6 gods.
Lesex gods really is your favorite?
Second favorite.
And Acclaimed is your favorite. What? Paul, what are you doing?
What? Wow. You don't like Jericho and you like Lesex gods?
I'll be just semi.
God, Logan, you might get locked out of the house tonight.
Yeah, what Steven said. Logan, you're fired.
We did a little bit, Majin. I was just like, Rico, okay. Yeah, nice little pop, but.
Yeah, I think he's gone. We kicked him out.
He will not respect his EVPs, he says. How about you, Paul? You never answered.
Right now, I got to say my favorite, and this is more group than a tag team, the Bang Bang Gang.
Yeah, they're entertaining.
I enjoy the Guns and Juice Robinson just. I mean, I was not for the Guns when they first came in here, but the way that Jay and Juice have elevated these guys, I love watching them.
I mean, if your bubblegum falls out of your mouth on the stage, you can pick it up.
Go down into a push-up move and pick it up with your teeth and start chewing it again.
Now, wait, hold on. I'm just saying, Paul, you and I probably couldn't do that push-up move.
No, I'll be the first to say I'm not doing that.
You know, what the show's going to be coming up here in 2.5 months for us, or month and a half, actually. We're going to have to start making our predictions for who's going to be the title holders in the end of 2025.
Oh, man, I know.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to read when we do that show. I can't wait to read what we predicted last year.
Well, I got them right here if you're interested.
Okay, let's hear them. Let's hear them.
Quick rundown.
All right. Well, we will start with for the world champion, we all had Ospreay ending this year's world champ.
We still have a chance there. I don't think it'll happen, but we still have a chance.
We have a chance. As a tag team titles, we all suck here. I went with Adam Copeland and Christian Cage. I thought they would somehow form a tag team. Shep went with FTR. Okay, not bad.
Obviously.
Paul went with House of Black.
Yeah. We have no idea where the hell they're at right now.
Trios. This was interesting. I went with LFI. Now they're newly formed. Maybe.
Who?
Roosh's group. LFI. At the time, it was Preston Vance and Roosh and.
Oh, okay.
Got but me. now it's Kalisto and Roosh and Beast Mortos now with Jake Roberts.
Jake, the Snake.
Shep went with Dark Order.
I just want those guys to have a little bit of a moment.
Paul went with 2.0 and Daniel Garcia.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
TNT Championship.
Hot. They were hot. To be fair, they were hot when I picked them. Not like that, Shep.
You are comical. You comical some. You make me
your
laugh.
Your timing's comical.
I'm the comic relief.
That's good stuff.
For the TNT, Paul picked Juice Robinson. Shep went with his stepson, Nick Wayne. And I went with Hangman Adam Page. So I don't think any of us are.
No.
Yeah.
He had to pick his stepson.
The Continental.
Mama Wayne would have gotten mad.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got cuddles that night. That's all I'm going to go with it, Logan. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not touching that one.
The other thing I was watching the WrestleMania one. You said it's now Paul Heyman's daughter.
He did say something about Paul Heyman's daughter. Yep.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she cute?
Logan went back Thursday after the podcast and rewatched the WrestleMania. Well,
that was
interesting.
The booze was flowing for all of us that night on the watch along, yeah. Myself included. Oh, Paul.
God, she's so,
I don't know how any of us remembered that.
Oh, that was. I had a headache the next day.
She's 19.
I did not.
That was comical.
The Continental Championship, we called it the Triple Crown at the time because we didn't know what it was. Paul and I went with Jay White, and Shep went with David Finlay. So I don't think.
Well, we're wrong there.
The International Championship, I went with Kyle Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Paul went with Miro.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
He gone.
Shep went
that
with.
That ain't happening.
Shep went with Takeshka.
Hey.
That might have nailed it.
I'm close.
Yeah. So far, Shep's winning. All of us suck.
Of course.
The TBS title, I went with Thunder Rosa. Wow. Paul went with Anna Jay.
And Shep happen.
Went with Sky Blue, who's on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Me, poor Sky Blue. Do you need some help? I'd go give her some physical therapy.
I'm sure you would.
Kyle's got her. Don't worry.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's true. In the Women's World Championship, Paul and I went with Jamie Hayter, and Shep went with Thunder Rosa.
I'm going to be sitting like this for about the next 10 minutes.
So.
Oh, there it is.
I don't even want to see it in the background.
You are a hater.
I don't like her.
I know, but you.
He's not Jimmy Hater.
I mean, you are a hater. I mean, we all know. We all have talents we don't like, but my goodness gracious.
I don't think she should be the highest paid woman in professional wrestling. She is.
Change that. She's going to be in AEW for a long time.
Hey. And she's going to have gold for a long time.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Marketing's a son of a buck.
Yep.
What happens when your cousin's Snoop Dogg?
She'd be still with the WWE if Snoop Dogg had anything to do with it because he's not affiliated with AEW anymore at all after his name. Top rope. She doesn't need. She created her own with Sasha Banks. She put on some of the best women's wrestling matches in WWE history.
Sasha Banks and Bayley. Yes, Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair.
Sasha and Bayley
was in Takeover
Brooklyn. Holy cow!
She was involved in matches.
But really guys, what happened when she had those matches? What was going on at the time? She was working 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, I know.
And so she was
AEW, you don't though. AEW, you don't. Nobody.
I know. Obviously, you know when the whole AEW thing is where the best wrestlers wrestle. Yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that means the guys that can work one day a week and still put on bangers of a match, and these individuals can. Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks put on good matches, and they wrestle like once every 10 weeks.
Yeah, but the Bucks at one point would work.
They would.
You know, 300 days a year.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
But they deserve a little bit of a break.
But I guess last thing, again, Danielson, last full-time match for his career. I mean, he says, you know, there's no contract signed. He's been working without a contract. But the belief is AEW's hoping to have him come back as a part-timer and work backstage. But there's nothing guaranteed. So last night could have been his last match ever. We don't know.
Yeah. It won't be. Just because we know him. I mean, look what he happened when he had his concussion issue. I feel like he's going to go have this neck surgery. And if he's got to spend a year, a 2 years on the shelf to make sure he's 100%, he will do it. And if he can come back for 1-2 matches a year, he'll do it. So I don't think we've seen the last professional wrestling match of Bryan Danielson. At least I hope not.
No.
But I think we saw his last run, and his last run was pretty. Hey, Logan, put your hands over your ears. It's called earmuffs. Pretty fucking epic. Okay.
Would you guys put Danielson on your Mount Rushmore in the last 20 years?
Yes, I would now. I would now. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too. Last 20 years? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I would put him, I would go back 30 years. I'd put him up there with Flair.
Wow.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And I love me some Flair. You know, I would start this whole Mount Rushmore with my age in the 80s, 70s and 60s.
You old son of a buck.
Yeah, that's fine. You can make fun of me. That's fine. Yeah. I'm just like a fine wine, baby. but I mean, I put Flair in there, and I put Danielson right there with him. And then the other couple spots are wide open.
Okay. Sting. Good one to put up there.
There's a lot. There's so many.
There's so many.
There's so many.
It is.
It changes. It's the Mount Rushmore thing, even all time, I feel like changes every year for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we should do on our final show of the year is give our Mount Rushmore at the end of each year.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Good idea over there. Good idea.
Actually, you know what? Here, we'll do this. I'm going to throw this out there. We're going to do two Mount Rushmores. We're going to do retired Mount Rushmore and current wrestling, like current performers are out Mount Rushmore.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, and end of the year show will be a fun one. Not that I'm trying to speed up time. By
no shit, it'll be cold. I hate cold.
Yeah.
I gotta show this because I'm reading it in my mind. Imogen's voice. He says, "Ship the old jackalope." Mama Wayne doesn't think so. She's had the old guys, but she's moving on to the younger guys because younger men are built different. Hey, they're 60 minutes men, baby. Woo!
60-minute men, Jesus.
I've only that's impressive. Good for you, Majid.
Yeah, well.
All right. Now, don't say what you want to say, Shep.
It's okay.
Guardians, Yankees, Monday night.
This podcast brought to you by Blue Chew.
Hey, if it was, then all bets off. Go for it, but.
This was brought to you by Blue Chew. Logan would not be sitting there right now because we would have done gone explicit within 10 seconds of getting done with the intro
video. Hey, Logan, do not ask your dad what Blue Chew is when we get off the air. Or kind of actually do it. It'd be kind of funny.
No.
No.
Anything else you guys
want? God, you guys set me up for this shit.
I knew this could be
awesome. By the way, Shep had no clue until he got on here that Logan was on.
I
thought he did. So
no, I did.
No, we set it up. Clue. I asked you before he got on last week on Thursday.
Well, expect the unexpected. So,
which is fine, Logan. You're more than welcome every week over your dad. Sometimes, so. Just joking, Paul. Just joking, kind of ish.
I'm kind of ish.
He hates FTR too, so you know.
I like FTR.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
He didn't like Mom Wayne either.
Oh.
I like his son.
Majin, I'm laughing at your comment, but I'm not bringing that on the screen. I'm leaving that one alone.
Where can I see that at? Hold on. I'm looking. There we go.
Well, I
love how I just said click comments and now Logan can go read.
Yeah,
it
I didn't want him to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
man. As Logan's over there going and clicking on comments.
Hey, it's for your little Jimmy. Little Jimmy.
Oh. Anything else, boys? Anything else?
Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media.
I don't have anything else.
I think I'm tapped out.
You're always tapped out.
I have something.
What you got, Logan? I mean, it can't get any worse, buddy. Bring it on.
Who is the one wrestler, past, present, WWE, AEW, whatever, would you rather have as your tag team partner?
Logan, your mic froze, but I'm luckily sitting right here with you.
So,
and could hear it. So,
no, wait, I heard it through your mic, Paul. We could hear it through your mic.
Okay.
So, let me bring up the question. You're saying if I was a wrestler, me personally, if I could have one partner in AEW, WWE, WCW, ECW, yada, 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 past, present, and future, who am I personally picking as my tag team partner? Is that correct?
Yes. Correct.
All right, Tanner, you go first because you're the champion.
Oh, crap. Well, I need somebody big with some muscle because I'm a 150-pound, 5'9", so I need some help.
Big Bill.
No. Big Bill's underrated, but I'm not going with Big Bill.
Marco Stunt.
Hey, thoughts
the out to Stunt Marco doubles. Stunt.
I guess he's going through some health stuff. So thoughts out to Marco Stunt for real. So
yes,
yeah, he has some growing spurts things going on right now. It's not working.
man, I'm gonna go with this is easy. A really tough question.
Yeah, no, this is easy.
I think Garrison.
Huh?
Because I mean, this is past or present. So I'm thinking of every wrestler. Did you see
Karrion Kross?
No, I said Griff Garrison.
Oh, it's like
as in the old reference from Brody Lee. Who the fuck is Griff Garrison?
Oh, okay. I thought Tanner said Karrion Kross.
No, so I'm going with the bigger guy. Guy that didn't lose much. I think I'm going with the Undertaker.
Brothers of Destruction, I see.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never thought about that. So, good question.
If you do, I want you to come out going, The Undertaker.
Actually, I saw a funny thing you say that I saw a promo the other day of the first promo that LA Knight did as a Shawn Ryker, I think was his name. He was in NWA. And his manager was Piercy. So you had LA Knight and Paul Bearer doing a little get together. I thought it was classic. This is a no brainer, actually, Logan. There's only one guy that could, first of all, hold a stick to the Shep. He's a Hall of Famer. A couple different places. We all know him as Uncle Bully. That's Bully Ray.
Oh, good God.
I thought he was going Flair for sure.
No, I want to win. I want to be just absolute great tag team partners.
Okay, so no Benoit?
Wow.
As my daughter laughs right after I say that in the background of Logan's mic.
Wow. I got nothing on that.
No.
The comments in the Kicking Out Podcast from the Shep are of his own.
Who would you pick, Logan?
Who do you pick?
We know who Paul would pick.
Who? Who do you think I'm picking?
Who do you think I'm going to say, Shep?
I got so many comments right now.
Yeah, a chat. Who do you think Tanner's going to say that he thinks Paul would pick?
Yeah. Because I know.
Go, exactly but go ahead, Paul. Pick. Go ahead, Paul. But I want to see.
I mean, go ahead. I mean.
No way.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt. The Fiend. The Fiend is what I was going for. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the chat. Go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, Logan, who are you going to pick?
Do you want the answer? It should be obvious by now.
He's going to go... he's going to go Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
Not a good pick.
No.
Okada.
No. WWE.
Randy Orton.
No.
I almost went Randy. Randy's my boy.
Wait. I'm trying to think.
I love Roman how I Reigns? Said Cody. I said Cody, and he's like, oh, I got to think now. Dustin, Dusty,
Gold Dust,
Stardust.
Okay, I thought about it. Past tense, WWE, not AEW.
Okay. Who is it?
Brody Lee.
There you go.
Good one. Good one. Okay. He's a legend.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. You couldn't be as big as jerks as me and Bully Ray, but it's a good one.
Well, you guys are kind of the same. You shit all over AEW.
Wow. He even has an AEW after show.
I'm kidding. You just shit on everybody.
I think he does a really good job, but
he does. He just likes to shit on people.
Yeah, I think I want to see him put his money where his mouth is sometimes. I like to see him run a promotion and see how he does it because he thinks he can do it so well. So
I was shocked that he showed up in GCW this weekend as part of Team Cardona.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the comments didn't help me out. I thought somebody was going to say roadkill for Paul, but no, nobody helped me out. So. I thought some of our longtime viewers would get where I was coming from. Well, the Marco stuff was already thrown my way, so
we haven't seen Paul dressed up as Rip Ryerson for a while.
That's true.
I'll go Tony Schiavone before I go roadkill.
Fair.
But anything all right,
else? I got nothing.
I'm waiting to see if Logan was going to pop off with anything.
He's trying. He's thinking.
Somebody call the fire department.
Oh, boy.
Wow, man. Wow.
Love's going to start rolling out soon.
Well, hey, at least he's not a Yankees fan.
Well, that's true. Or Broncos fan.
No, That's the truth.
Wait a minute. He was so excited about Purdue hanging in with Illinois this weekend. Was it Illinois, right?
Yeah, they ranked 23rd. Yeah. I was just happy they didn't because their coach has got to get fired probably after the season, if not before then. And they're a mess. So I was just happy they showed some fight.
How'd they fare against Notre Dame?
They got killed, and they got killed against Wisconsin, and they got killed against Oregon State. That's why Illinois was up 24 on them. I thought it was going to be a bloodbath, and they came back. So still lost, but they came back. And they're going to get killed against Oregon. They're going to get killed against Penn State. They're going to get killed against Ohio State. Not only are they the worst team in the Big Ten, they have the toughest damn schedule in the whole nation.
Oh, boy. Sucks. Here we go. Here we go.
It sucks.
Here we go.
It sucks. Majin, I don't care about your Jets. You're 3-0. It's early on in the season. Talk to me when the playoffs come.
Yeah. Is he talking about hockey?
He's
Jets?
Talking about Winnipeg. Yeah,
the Winnipeg.
Yeah,
Winnipeg.
Imagine when Canada wins a cup. Canada hadn't won a Stanley Cup since '93, and you guys are all about your hockey up there, and you can't win nothing.
Majin must be one of those people that like to do what his team name says.
Good pick with Owen Hart, though. I'm fired up. I'm done for the night.
Did anybody catch my comment there?
No.
No.
Hey,
Logan. Or Logan's in this one, so we're gonna leave that one alone. I'll save that one for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I fired Steph for too.
Yep. For your Winnipegs, if you get my shit.
That's a good one.
Being a dominant tag team, but when they're old.
New Day or in a dominant tag team and win gold. Ooh.
So what, the BN?
Like, you take the place of somebody else in the New Day, or you are put into a dominant attack team, but you have no gold.
Oh, give me a dominant attack. I don't want to be a part of New Day. Nah,
I agree.
Nah, I've never been a huge New Day guy, so.
I want New Day to be successful only if Big E comes back. And
yeah, yeah.
I think that, and I think
I'm ready for them to split.
But I think that's a big if. Yeah. Big
E, I think that ship sailed.
Yeah. Well, he's like, we'll know within the next 3 or 4 months whether he can wrestle ever again or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But all right, we'll answer more of your questions another night, Logan. It's about that time where the old man Tanner has to get to bed. So we'll wrap this up by saying, hey, check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for all of your Kicking Out podcast merchandise. Support a great podcast and look fantastic doing so. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that a 5-star review, because like the guy behind me here, we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow Austin Shepherd at TheShep27 on all social media. Tanner Lee at TannerLee92. Logan, I don't know if you have any social media apart from Logan the Legend.
Follow it.
There you go. Look up Logan the Legend on social media for him. And be sure to follow myself at PaulZartman87. For Logan Zartman, Austin Shepherd, Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.